the you know, the scuba gear, etc. It was almost like I could forget I was paralyzed, which is a phenomenal feeling.
That's Sam Schmidt. I'm Mike King, and that's Indy Racing Today.
Hi, this is the Cowboy John Carlson, and with me is my son,
Cowboy Junior Bryant Carlson.
And you're listening to North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland and the beautiful Carla Heath on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Here, and that's going to bring out the caution flag with just four laps to go here in Texas.
This reminder coming up tomorrow night here on North Sound 1380, the Bashas Supermarkets 200, 6:15 the time is, live from Phoenix International Speedway. We have an Indy Racing League race coming up, not this weekend, but I believe next weekend, too, so stay tuned. Also, check out the following websites, because we're going to do something pretty cool next week with the opening of Skagit Speedway.
Yeah.
We are going to do a remote show from one of two places. Steve Beitler is better be, as we speak, lining those dates up. But check out SkagitSpeedway.com, check out NorthSoundRacing.com, and NorthSound1380.com. Plus, we'll post it on the message boards as well. Another group starting their schedule off for the 2008 season is our friends with the Northwest Pro 4 Truck Tour. Nice name, I like that. Kenny Milligan joins us. He is the 2008 director for this fine group. Kenny, how are you tonight?
Not too bad. How are we doing this evening?
We're doing well. We've had a fun show, and you're going to keep us going. So you better be entertaining, man. That's all I got to tell you.
We'll do what we can do.
Yeah. I know you guys, our show is entertaining. Talk about your what you've got planned for 2008 in the Northwest Pro 4 trucks.
Well, in the 2008 season, we've got, looks like a 11-race schedule. We started our we had our first race last weekend at Port Angeles Speedway. That's called our Fallen Heroes Race, where we commemorate some of the past members of the Northwest Pro 4 trucks that are no longer with us. That race was won by Pete Brady in a pretty exciting show.
Very exciting.
Tore up a little bit of fiberglass, but everybody came out okay.
No harm, no fiberglass foul,
harm,
huh?
No.
I'm sorry, carry on.
Oops. Wait, you're not on. There
you
go.
There. Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on now. We were there this last weekend, watched the Pro 4 trucks at Port Angeles. You did put on a great show. I understand that the one truck that had a little trouble in the heat race might have been yours truly.
That was, well, actually it wasn't me, it wasn't myself, that was my brother who does the wheeling on that truck, but yeah, that was my piece of equipment that got tore up down there in turn one.
Well, sorry about that. Outside of that, it was a great race. Pete Brady and, you know, all the competitors did a fantastic job, a little fender bender at the end, but outside of that, it was a fantastic race. Is that what we generally see from the Pro 4s?
That is pretty common practice. We, like to have them run a little cleaner than that. Generally, we do. We've had a bunch of green, white, checkered finishes at the end of last season, and we look forward to continuing that kind of trend this year.
What are some of the other tracks that you travel to?
We're running. Our next race is going to be at State Line Speedway over there in Idaho. We've got a couple of dates at South Sound, two at Wenatchee, one at Yakima, actually three at Wenatchee, one at Ephrata, one at Yakima, actually two races at South Sound this year, and then we finished the season up back in State Line Speedway in the end of September.
I noticed I have your Northwest Pro 4 Truck Tour website up here, and if you want more information on these, please get on to www.nwpro4trucks.com. And one thing I noticed, and I think this is really cool, August 2nd and 3rd of this year over at State Line Speedway, you'll have your Bill Sauls Memorial Race, and I know that Sauls family has got a lot of history with your group.
They do. The Sauls family has been involved in local racing out here in the Northwest for many years. Bill Sauls was one of the founding members of the Northwest Pro 4 Truck Club. Had a great deal to do with getting it up and on its feet and to where we are today. We still see the Sauls family come out from time to time. This race every year at Idaho, that's the Idaho 200 race, big late model show. We're on that ticket every year, and that's our Bill Sauls Memorial race every year. Last year, and in fact the past 2 years, the race has been won by Jason Majors, who's our defending champion this year. it's a pretty neat show. It's a pretty important race to all the club members. The Falls family meant a lot to all of us, as they do to a lot of the Northwest racers, I'm sure.
Another name that I heard pop up during driver introductions in terms of sponsors was the Dick Bonas Jr. name. He's a sponsor and supporter of the series?
He is very involved in supporting the series. He does what he can to help us out on some of the getting some of the lower finance teams to the track. He's always pitching in and helping out. Yeah, the Bonas, Dick Bonas has been a huge part of our club.
Well, you talk about maybe some of the lower finance teams. I got to tell you, there at the Port Angeles Speedway this last weekend, all the trucks were really, really equal. And I mean, Pete didn't have an easy time getting to the front starting. He must have been starting sixth or eighth. Can you tell us just a little bit maybe about what these trucks are based on, frame and engine-wise?
Well, we're really similar to what you would see as far as, I would say, a super stock. We're on a stock frame with basically a full tube cage on top of that. The plastic bodies are recommended. They're not required. We do still have a couple of steel body trucks out in the class. Most everybody seems to be coming into line with the plastic bodies. They're a lot easier to keep up in appearance and whatnot. We are running a racing tire that's supplied to us by Goodyear. Pretty much unlimited in the motor department. We don't allow roller cams, but they're other than that, we're fairly open. The guys do keep them real competitive. The top six or seven trucks are within 0.2 every night qualifying. Really good group of guys.
Yeah. Kenny, something else I noticed on a lot of the trucks, you had something about Jackson Prairie. Is that some place you guys actually ran?
It's a place where we've gone and played. We haven't had any official races there, but some of the guys have gone down on some of their open nights and put on some exhibitions and things like that. It was kind of heartbreaking to see another track go away.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that we've got you to provide us with a unique type of racing vehicle, that's for sure. Again, the website, as I flip it back on here, it's nwpro4trucks.com. You can get all the information on Kenny's series. Congratulations on being, I suppose, I don't know if you ever congratulate somebody for being the director of a race tour, because you guys just work your face off all season long, but I know you guys just put on really, really good shows all over the Pacific Northwest, so congratulations, Kenny.
Yeah, and I can't take all the credit there. We've got a pretty good board of directors that that stay on top of things, all of which are racing members of the club, Mike Wiley and Kevin Bell and Pete Brady, as well as the Morris family in out of Spokane, all racers. They all put in a lot of work to keep this club up and running. We have a good time. We like to tailgate after the races.
Have a barbecue, don't we all?
Like that. Being a traveling club, we generally end up spending the night at the racetracks. Having a good time afterwards with the fans and the other racers.
Excellent. Well, we wish you luck this season. We'll check in, see how things are going later on, okay?
I appreciate this opportunity to promote our club.
Hey.
And one thing I would like to say
is, sir,
on the main site, there is a link to our MSN group site, which is where a lot of the discussions and discussion forums go on. If anybody's got any questions, they can post a question up on there, and one of us will be more than happy to answer that for them.
Oh, I see it. I just flipped onto it. What a nice-looking field. Actually, this was out at Evergreen Speedway. So,
it was.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you so much, Kenny. It's a pleasure having you on North Sound Racing.
Not a problem. Thank you.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
Now we're going to go to the north part of the state on our new things going on for 2008. Also, Deming Speedway is getting their 2008 season kicking off this weekend. Joining us from that track, we've had him on several times over the past couple of years. Brock Lemley joins us. How are you tonight, Brock?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Cool. We're going on. You guys getting all fired up for 2008, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Go ahead, Carl.
Did you have a good turnout for play day last weekend?
Yeah, we did, actually. There was several cars from each class. 600 class, both of those classes look like they're going to be pretty large this year. 1200s, there's lots of those, so yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty busy place this year.
We've had several young men on the show tonight that are kind of combining their Washington Quarter Midget racing schedules along with the 600s up there at Deming. Do you see a lot of that? That crossover has got to be pretty nice for you.
Yeah, it's doing really well for the track. We have the junior sprints as well, the Casey Kane Juniors, which It's a definite step out of a quarter midget. You know, you're still able to run quarter midgets as well, so a lot of them are running both of those with quarter midgets, and then once they grow out of that, they got another place to step, so a lot of stepping stones right on up to sprint cars or wherever they decide to go from there. You know.
Tell me about the driver of the number 10 Casey Jr. car. His name is Josh Lemley. Is this a good betting choice for us?
eventually it will be.
Yeah, okay, but not today.
Threw you completely off on that one, huh?
Sorry, Brock.
Didn't see that one coming.
We didn't either.
He has a last name like that, so he's got to be good.
He's got to have some.
What should the fans that attend the races on Friday night at Deming Speedway this year, is there going to be anything they see different in terms of the facility or maybe rules changes to the cars? Is there any difference this year or just another great season at Deming Speedway?
There hasn't been a whole lot of changes out there this year. They did a few things around the place to make it better as far as they put a new roof on the bathrooms there and just, you know, paint here and there, cleaned her up a bit. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot of change this year, especially the way things went last year. Things are so smooth, and the show's been, the last couple of years out there have been more exciting than I can ever remember them. So, wasn't a whole lot to change this year, and, you know, trying to improve a little more next year. After last year, improvements with the grandstands and stuff, the budget was a little low. So
that was very nice.
It's about the same. It'll be about the same, but I think it's going to be a little more exciting with all the cars that are going to be there this year.
Well, you guys put on a great show, and for those that have never been there, you take I-5 North, and you get off on what exit? Is it Sun?
Yeah, Sunset.
Sunset.
I don't even know what number.
Mount Baker's Mount Baker Highway. You're going to travel.
www.demonspeedway.com.
There you go. There you go. Friday nights.
Brock, what do we look? You know, you're in a different car this year. We're going to be looking at. You getting excited for your season?
I am. We've done a few races already in California with the sprint car and stuff, and you know, the first couple trips there haven't been so hot, but the last one went okay, and I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and you know, a lot of chances to go different places I've never been to run. And, you know, play day on Saturday and the mini sprint was really good. So I think it's going to be a pretty good year. I think my mini sprint's about as good as it's ever been. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity I got in the sprint car this year, too.
Yeah, will we see much at Deming, or is your travel schedule going to take you elsewhere?
Yeah, I'll miss a lot more than I have before at Deming, but. I'll still be there more than I'm not, so
it's know, home.
Whenever I'm home, I'll be running for sure.
Yeah.
Gaitlin, do you have another question real quick for me?
No, I think we're good to go. Just a good luck to, you know, Brock, you had a great season last year.
Yeah,
and
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations on that, and hopefully, you know, builds into a good season for you this year. Good luck in everything you do, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good to have you on, Brock. Thanks a lot. Wow. We got through a lot of people tonight. Not too bad, you guys. We're going to take a break. We'll wrap up our show for tonight, tell you about stuff coming up. We've also keep in mind right after North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio, not on the internet, we'll have the Alltel Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan coming up, so stick around for that. That being said, why don't we take a break? We'll be right back after this. North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380.
This weekend from Phoenix International Raceway, NASCAR is on North South 1380. It's night racing with the Nationwide Series Fascia Supermarkets 200, Friday at 6:15 and Saturday at 4:45.
Carl Edwards has had revolvers today. Everybody else has had rubber bands. Carl Edwards leads down into turn three.
Carl Edwards defends his 10th career Sprint Cup Series victory in the Subway Fresh Fit 500. On your station for NASCAR, North South 1380, ESPN Radio.
RV Town, a friendly place, is doing spring cleaning. And now is the time to buy the trailer of your dreams. Salem's from 22 to 27 feet. Save $6,000 on our last 0722 footer. Carbon Lights from 18 to 22 feet. Save $4,500 on a Carbon Light bunkhouse by Weekend Warrior. RV Town is the friendly place. And now, RV Town is the savings place. On Highway 99 in South Everett and Exit 132 in Burlington. And online at rvtown.com. Sale prices expire April 30th.
A community free throw.
1380 ESPN Radio. The ARC of Snohomish County advocates for the rights of citizens with developmental disabilities. Our Connecting Families Division strives to create a welcoming, safe community for all within the developmental disability population. We would like to invite you to an open, educational discussion at our first annual Connecting Families Special Needs Safety Fair, Saturday, April 12th at Everett Community College.